I don't think that I was saying that materialism in Zambia alone was a problem. The topic of conversation that had come up was about whether we should be pursuing kind of more material ends in our lives, and whether we should be seeking to kind of accumulate more and more possessions, and whether we should also be judging people in terms of what they had. And really, I think what I was saying was that we shouldn't judge people by what they have, and that perhaps we had become a little bit obsessed with trying to purchase more things and accumulate more things, and that wasn't a very satisfactory way of living life. It perhaps caused people to make bad decisions on maybe taking out loans or how they spent money that had come into the family. And it wasn't either a very good way to judge people. And that perhaps we should kind of slightly revisit this and simplify life a little bit and get back to slightly different sort of values.
One would think that this idea of materialism is not just limited to Zambia.
Not even remotely slightly limited to Zambia, not at all limited to Zambia. I think it's probably a tendency that's been adopted from elsewhere in the world, other continents. And perhaps the concern is when it creeps into countries like Zambia as a new influence. I don't think in any way is that generated in Zambia, or indeed in other African countries.
So what do you think can be done? What do you think people can do? Because some people might argue that in a free world, people should desire what they want or need. I guess I'm getting confused with need and want.
There's nothing wrong with wanting things, and certainly wanting things that are good for your family. But when those items are defined in terms of kind of badges, consumer badges, for example, when they may be defined in terms of surface value as opposed to things that have a more enduring value for your family and for your community, then we have to worry. So if I were to go and spend a lot of money on something that was kind of glamorous, but in the meantime have difficulty in providing for my children, then that would be an issue. If I had no difficulty providing for my children, but I was simply spending more and more money on consumer items, I might think there would be better things to do with that money that could help bring my whole community and the whole people who live around the same place into a better position.
What is it like to be the wife of a vice president? What is it like for you?
It's a huge honor and it's a huge privilege to be in the position of being married to a vice president. It's wonderful to get a chance to see all the different community projects I managed to visit, and the other kind of issues across women's projects and some of the livelihoods projects, the housing. I was in a housing project in the Copperbelt in Zambia a few weeks ago. It's fantastic to see and to be able to participate and to be able to support and encourage different groups. It's a wonderful opportunity and a huge privilege.
Are you involved in any particular project as the wife of the vice president? Any project that maybe is of interest to you?
Yes, well, quite a number. Quite a number of different projects. I could give you one example about the Federation of Women's Savings and Loans Groups, which I have started to work with, where people have been working over a number of years in groups of women at community level in 42 of our districts, and we have about 80 districts now, so it's right across the country, and women have come together and they save good savings and loans, but it's been going for some time. They're very strong, they're very organized, and they're now trying to move up from small-scale business into affordable housing. And that's been quite a strong interest of mine to help them put together the finance that they need to start operating on a wholly different and much larger scale. So that's one thing that I'm involved in. I am involved in a number of other projects in different parts of the country. So I've been involved in a range of things.